Pleased to be joined on the line right now by the head coach and general manager of the Grand Prairie Storm of the AJHL, Mike VanDeKemp. AJHL beginning exhibition play this weekend. The Storm are going to be playing the White Court Wolverines, one of the two-team cohorts that got set up around the league. And I guess, first of all, question for you here, Mike. How excited are you to finally be able to get into the season sort of starting here right now?
Well, everybody's very excited. Obviously, no one has played a game against another team since March, in some cases even sooner, depending on what team these guys were on. So, you know, it's been a long wait. We're in week six here of our sort of extended training camp and practice routine now, and so we've been dying to get a game, and obviously everybody's excited to be able to put the jersey on here this weekend and take on a different team instead of having to compete with each other all the time.
And, of course, you're back in Grand Prairie after spending several years coaching over in the BCHL. What was it that sort of made you decide to sort of come back to Northwestern Alberta here?
Well, it was I spent nine seasons away, this opportunity was there. I think it probably came down to the people. You know, I've worked with a lot of people around this organization before when I was here. People who are in the game for the right reasons and are, you know, passionate about the Storm and trying to get this program a little bit more consistent again. And so it was just a really good opportunity to surround myself with some good people in a good hockey community, and excited to be here.
And I've talked to some players over the years who have played both the BC League and the Alberta League, and some have told me that the BC League is probably a little more wide open than Alberta. As someone who's coached in both leagues, how do you think the two compare to each other?
I think that the BC League is it is pretty offensive. It's a fast league for sure, faster now than ever before. I think the AJHL is also quicker than ever before. The game has evolved at all levels and really changed, for sure. But I think the AJHL is probably a little bit more physical. I guess we play in some smaller rinks too. But overall, I think the whole game has evolved into a different type of game. And I think the leagues are very similar when it comes to style of play. I think the players can all skate now. They all have good skill level. And ultimately, the ultimate goal of the players in both leagues is in most cases to play NCAA college hockey. So I think it's both leagues provide a really good opportunity for the kids to do that.
Now, of course, you won an AJHL title with the Storm back in 2009, but since then, the Brooks Bandits and the Spruce Grove Saints have been the only teams to win league championships. Since then, there's probably some people sort of outside observers kind of think, maybe there's not as much parity in the league as we thought. What do you think of sort of the parity league, even though they're, as you mentioned, Brooks and Spruce Grove are the only ones that have won titles lately?
Well, you know what? I haven't done the tour here yet, to get back and see what this league is looking like. It's been a long time for me, but I think both Alberta and BC have put themselves on the map as the top locations for junior hockey players to play junior A hockey in the country. I think the number of scholarships and opportunities for players to move up the ladder sort of shows that. Obviously, you're right, there's been only a couple of teams seem to win the league here every year, but I guess right now we're focused on ourselves and trying to get ourselves back in that conversation on a more consistent basis.
And, of course, the Storm franchise had a bit of a rough patch a few years ago, missed the playoffs for a few years. Last few years they've gotten back in, but have lost in, like, the first or second round for a little bit. So, you know, and when it comes to sort of rebuilding the team to back when you won the title back in 2009, what do you think is sort of the biggest thing you want to see this season as part of the kind of the rebuilding process with the franchise?
Well, I think just the attitude. It starts with that, us believing in ourselves as a program that we can compete with everyone and striving to be the best and really behaving that way every day. I think that's going to be an important factor. A lot of that is mental and just buying into the fact that we all have an equal opportunity to be the winners or the champions, and we want to work that way and have that mentality from day one. I don't know. I wasn't here the last nine seasons, so I haven't been focused on the past at all. All I've done is tried to come in with our new coaching staff as well and just implement an approach here of one, as I just described, where we're going to believe in ourselves a lot more than we have in the past. We're going to compete hard every day and prepare ourselves and not worry too much about who we're playing against or what the other guys are all about or what their reputation is or any of that stuff. And And secondly, I think we have to recruit with that same mindset when it comes to long-term recruiting and planning the team. I think we have to dive in and go after the best players that are available anywhere, whether it's in Alberta here or across the country or across North America, and believe that we have an excellent program to provide to these players, and we need to recruit with that same confidence.
Now, it might be a little bit before we see some of the other teams in the league, but I personally think the North Division of the AJHL is probably one of the toughest divisions in junior A hockey. Of course, we mentioned Spruce Grove has won a bunch of titles. Sherwood Park has been a pretty good team the last couple of years. Bonneville, I used to work over there. I'm good friends with Rick Swan. I know the work he's done in making them very competitive year in and year out. Drayton Valley's gotten good recently after being down for a bit. Fort McMurray's up and down over the last few years, but with Gord Thibodeau back there, you know they're going to be a tough out. So how do you think the sort of this team might stack up against some of the other teams in the North Division of the AJHL?
Well, I agree with you. I think it's a very deep division. I think it always has been very competitive. I think there's lots of tough rinks to play in, too, and you know, for whatever reason, you know, as the road team, it seems like there's some tough road games in this division, and a little bit of travel and some winter weather, and it's a grind, right? And that's what I think makes these kids tougher. And you know, you have to figure out a way to compete every night. I think it is a deep division. I don't know all the other teams that well right now, and as I said earlier, I don't mean this disrespectfully at all. I'm really not that worried about the other teams. I've just been totally focused on our own team and trying to put some good habits into our group here early on in the year that we can take forward and hopefully build and grow. You know, are we building for the future or what are we doing? I think we're just trying to win now. We're trying to be as competitive as we can right away and then consistently from year to year, that's going to be the plan.
And looking at the team that you have right now, what is sort of the hope that you have for the team you got for this season?
Well, we've got lots of players that have played junior hockey already, that's for sure. Whether it be on this team or on other teams, we've added some guys who played on other teams as well at this level and from other leagues. And so we do have a lot of veteran players. I think that everything has been new here for everyone. You know, I've only coached a couple players before that are on this team. So, you know, a lot of new is going on right now. Everyone's adapting, and the guys have done a really good job of buying in. I've been really impressed with the work ethic and the commitment level of our team. The attitude has been really, really good. The guys have been going hard at it here for 5-plus weeks and like the look of our team. We compete hard. We have good speed. We have some tenacity in our game. And right now we're just trying to build some structure into our game that will allow us to be a more consistent, difficult opponent every night, but we like what we see so far.
It's certainly going to be an interesting season out there. Mike Van de Kamp, head coach of the Grand Prairie Storm, thanks for joining us here today.